One pervades on the mountains, one pervades on the sea, one pervades made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pervades on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWCR, glad to have you in here, and we appreciate those of you that have tuned in on the radio shortwave tonight, and we also appreciate the ones that are using their computers to hook up with us live on the World Wide Web on Transponder 4, WWCR Listen Live. Well, we got a great one for you. The number 6823. We're going to dwell on that tonight, and we're going to highlight it and make it our text as we lay a gestalt and build a foundation of 6823. Well, what does that mean, Pastor Buddy? Well, to a lot of people, this number could be identified as the number of times that, in reality, is not there. That's been added by the translation of the Bible that you're reading. Don't as much make it wrong as it makes it misleading. 6823 times, wherever you see the word Lord or the word God, God's name is supposed to be injected in the Bible, 6823 times along in the Old Testament, where you see capitalization of Lord or Lord God. Now, you know that the Bible would teach you, as we begin a series of teaching you here tonight as Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on the air tonight, live and direct, that we could start a teaching series and bring God's holy name, Yahweh, 6,823 times where His name has been removed and replaced with the favorite, well, the Lord God said. In the Bible, we're told, specifically in the 8th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, we're taught that there's many lords and many gods. Now, would that apply to the Lord God? Why is it that the systematic removal of God's divine name, Yahweh, has been removed from the scriptures and from daily use? A lot of people have never even heard of the name Yahweh. And yet, it's a name above every name. At the name of Yahweh, every time you see the word or the name Jesus, and we'll get into this later a little bit deeper and tie it into salvation, as we go 1,000 times into the New Testament. So with a combination of the Old Testament, 6,823 times alone, there in the Old Covenant, we have Yahweh removed. Not Yahweh exposed, but Yahweh covered. Now, let's go to a passage. Let me direct your attention, if you will, as we get into the meat of the subject tonight, and try to give you an understanding of the revelation of the divine name 6,823 times that has been overlooked, has been obscured, covered by a bad translation of the what we call the Bible. Now, what did they call him, Pastor Buddy? You know, you're in that old Hebrew Bible, and I can't speak Hebrew. Ladies and gentlemen, it's quite clear that those who took his name out and had the ability to transliterate. Now, the fact is, I'd like to teach you right up front that you do not translate names. Yahweh's name has been translated out of the Bible. Satan has been translated into the Bible. Evil has remained. Good has been removed. The highest name in the universe, the name of the divine sovereign. It chills. And get an anointing that comes upon my body when I talk about the great name of Yahweh. It's a name above every name. At the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Many will profess to him, as they've been led down away from the 6,823 times usage by covering up with Lord and God. Now, the Bible says there's many lords. Your responsibility when you read, the Bible said for you to search the scriptures. Now, if you search the scriptures wherein you think you have eternal life, Now, you can just think. The Bible says there's a way that you can think that is right. But it's wrong. So prove all things. First of all, you don't have to be a Hebrew scholar to know the name of Yahweh. You do have to go into the different translations and compare apples to apples or names to names. And like I say, the translators have inserted Lord, capital letters now, meaning placing emphasis on the sovereign, the eternal. Satan would try to hide his name. If his name is important and salvation is in none other name, even in the New Testament, the name Jesus is something that continues the deception, because Jesus is not even 500 years old, because there was no J's in 1611 rendition of the King James Bible. Now we know that they added Lord and God, and they added the J sometime after 1611, 1702 to be exact, by Peter Gadius, who was a Roman monk that began to cursor, if you will, the J, which was a I at that time in the Greek. He said, well, that's all confusing, Pastor Buddy. I just can't understand it. What's so hard to understand that 6,823 times the removal in favor of Lord and God, of the divine covenant name, Hebrew now, I would have had the ability to write his name. He wrote the name of Yahweh. You'll never see it as we watch these movies and things. The Passion comes to mind, or the inscription that they had written above his head was so obscure, the only thing you could make out. Now, this is deliberate. Even in the movies, they want to hide or disgrace his name. Even the Catholic Church has just recently, because of the usage of the name Yahweh, they put out a command before their priest to cease from using Yahweh. And why? To continue, because they say it's offensive to a certain group of people that claims to be God's chosen people. So Lord is inserted, and when you see the phrase Lord of Hosts, you could insert, really, Yahweh, the Master and the Sovereign. And when you see the phrase Lord God, insert the name Master Yahweh or Sovereign Yahweh. These are the accurate translations from Hebrew to English, and Pilate wrote his name in three different languages. He didn't write about the god Zeus, although we suspect that maybe the Greeks and the Romans together preferred Jesus. And therefore, the name Jesus evolved. Now, if you go back to the original 1611, it didn't read J-E-S-U-S. There is no J's at all anywhere in the original 1611. You say, well, I find that hard to believe, Pastor Buddy, because my Bible has got Jesus in it, and I just don't believe you, and I've got a King James Bible. Is it an original, word-for-word reprint of the phrase, Lord or Jesus? And the answer is emphatically no. There is no such name in the original King James Bible. Now, they came out with a what we call the New Open Bible, and they made an apology to the people that had been misled somewhat. These are the people that made the apology, the King James translators who were responsible for the great deception that they brought to the people, just like the phrase in the book of Jeremiah, the great prophet that spoke inspired by the name of Yahweh, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Micaiah. His name embedded in the prophets. These prophets actually had the name Yah. That's the short poetic form of Psalm 68:4, where the King James Bible would want you to praise Jah, J-A-H. Well, with no J's in the King James, guess what it said? Yah. And the sounding, the correct sounding would be Yah, because the Greek equivalent to bring about the Y would be the I in the Greek. So it would be I-A-H in the original King James. Your Bible, which is a revised, you know, years later, they come out with Jah, J-A-H, to represent the name Jehovah, which is erroneously translated, and on page 72 of a whole page or explanation or an apology by the King James people that they had led the people astray with Lord and God, by taking out the four letters, which in the Greek is called tetragrammaton, which is Yahweh. And they have brought in the substitute, the Lord, or the Lord God. And these inaccurate translations are passed off now as the translations from Hebrew to English, and it's not true. Now, the accurate translation from Hebrew to English, if you can make the changes, you'll see in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 25 and 26, that Jeremiah, through Yahweh's inspiration, complained about the priest, the preachers, the translators, if you will, the people that's supposed to know the name of Yahweh 6,823 times. Every place, Yahweh said, where my name is spoken. Well, Paul picks up the same phrase for Jesus in the New Testament. It's talking about Yahweh, and I'll give you an example. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, the Apostle Paul was referring to the name Yahweh when he said, Elohim bestowed on him, says Jesus in the New Testament, the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those things who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. 1,000 times in the New Testament, every time you see Jesus, it was a replacement before the Son's name, which in John 5:43, and a lot of people get hung up on this, they want to use the two names and give the Son a different name than the Father had. Ladies and gentlemen, let me bestow upon you tonight, through the grace that Yahweh has permitted me to speak to you tonight, and I hope and trust that someone is listening to the message that would want to know the true name of the Father. In St. John chapter 5, verse 43, listen as we read. There is no other name under heaven that is spoken to be saved except the name that the Son came in. Now, I'm paraphrasing Isaiah 45, 21 and 24 to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11. Is there a God beside me, a righteous God and a Savior? There is none except me, he says in Isaiah 45. A righteous God and Savior. Now, we're talking about the same one that we read in the New Testament as Jesus. Yeah, we know it couldn't have been Jesus because there was no J's. You see the deception, the cunning, craftiness. You have eyes to see, you can't see. You have ears to hear, you can't hear. Therefore, for I am the Mighty One, and there's no other. I have sworn by myself. There's no one beside him. He alone created the heavens and the earth. Nobody beside him. He knows no other God. But the people that interpreted the scriptures put the Lord God there with a son with a different name when the son said himself, I come in my Father's name. Now, if the Father's name was Jesus, what would the son's name be? Let me see. That's a hard one right there, Pastor Buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have brought this traditional error of misusing 6,823 times alone, where Yahweh said, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone from my mouth in righteousness, and will not turn back, that to me every knee shall bow. That's what Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11 is declaring, and we go back there and we find a righteous God, a Savior, the Mighty One, sworn by himself. There's no one beside him. Matter of fact, in the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, which is the return rapture chapter, verse 31, where the Son declared himself to be God, just like he did in John, in chapter 10, verse 30. You see, most people get wrapped up in a religious ceremony of Trinity or Twinity when there's only one righteous God and Savior. There's no God beside him. He's by himself. He's got a name. And to you, your knee shall bow to it, whether you like it or not, or whether you've been deceived or not. A matter of fact, Yahweh said that he would send the people a strong delusion that they turned from him. They wanted Baal. You have forgotten my name for Baal. Now, Baal was a Canaanite god. Matter of fact, he was the god of the storms. He gave, if you will, the people fair weather. Now, when people hear the weather report, just like they do today, they know what it's going to do, or at least they think they do, and yet they forget 6,823 times alone the weather, the foundation of the earth, everything in the earth and every planet that is here and has ever been discovered or ever will in the universe. The great manifestation of his name becomes very, very subtle. There is a way that seems right. Listen to the Messiah again in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 17, verse 6. I have manifested your name to the man whom you gave me out of the world. You say, yep, that's right now. That's the same scripture that God so loved the world. Now, how could Yahweh, there is no such thing as a God, he don't even know another God, Yahweh the Eternal manifested not names. We got a preacher today that goes around declaring to manifest names, not a name. Well, they got a name for the Father. They got a name for the Son. They got a name for the Holy Ghost. They got a name for every angel. And they'll tell you unrepentantly, oh, he's got many names. Well, you know, how foolish and how stupid would you be if 6,823 times his name alone is Yahweh and the Son came in it? What would the Son's name be? Who was, if you will, the facsimile thereof? Manifested in the flesh, according to John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Now, there's three things that bear record in heaven, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. The Father. You say, yep. The Son? No. Don't say that. Admittedly, it's omission time here, ladies and gentlemen, and you must rightly divide the scriptures, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Let me repeat that. I have manifested your name to all the men whom you gave me out of the world. I manifested your name. That's the Son declaring the name of the Father. That he would come and manifest the Father's name, and the Father's name, according to Moses, would be in the Son. Well, that's what they said. Where is your Father? Oh, these carnal-minded Trinitarian or Trinity two-name, three-name, four-name, or whatever, people that try to bring in another gospel when there is not another gospel and bring or heap upon themselves swift destruction. John 17:11-12. Holy Father, talking about the first person, keep through your name. Now, if the Son came in the name of the Father, and the Father's name was Yahweh, what would the Son's name be?
Let me see, Pastor Buddy. Let me do the Jethro ciphering there, and I'll figure it out. Well, let's see. Let's call him Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, how can you get Jesus when the Holy Father kept them in the Holy Father's name, and the Son kept them in the name of the Father, and by one name, we got Yahshua. Well, now, what's wrong with Yahshua? That's a Hebrew name. You know he had a Hebrew name. Folks, people can't believe that the angel named him Yahweh. It's a name above every name in heaven and in earth. Do you think that the angel would come down and give him a lesser name when the Bible says he's got a name above every name? Think about that. Listen to this now. I have made your name known and will make it known. I have made your name known and will make it known. In John 8:58, the Messiah plainly said that he was Yahweh. Truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I am is the causative verb to be. I am that I am. It don't get no clearer than that, ladies and gentlemen, that when the Son said he came in the Father's name, then the Father's name had to be what he said it was in the Old Testament. The Bible says that the Messiah, the one in the New Testament, was written about in the Old Testament. There's not one scripture at anyone's command of the present translations, and I've read most of them, believe you me. You talk about Babylon. These translations create Babylon, which is confusion. Jesus is the English transliteration, they say, of Yeshua. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Yeshua was not the name in heaven above every name. If that wasn't the Father's name, if the Son didn't come in his Father's name, and if the angel didn't name the Son with the name above every name, then the angel has lied and deceived, just like the preachers are lying and deceiving today. His name is the only name commanded 6,823 times and 1,000 times in the New Testament. We are commanded to use that name. I, even I am Yahweh. There is no Savior beside me. And I will come in my Father's name, and whosoever calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. According to Acts chapter 4, verse 12, Peter said, there's none other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. That the name is the most important part of your salvation, because salvation is in that name. And it doesn't come in any other name. If the angel has said Jesus, let's say, like we've been taught that he did, but he didn't. He gave us the name above every name in heaven, that every knee and every tongue and everything in earth, on earth, and in heaven, to the name that is above every name. And that had to be the name of the Father. And the Father said, I come in my Father's name, Yahweh. So then the Son would have bared them. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, heavens forbid. He had to have it be known by something else. If he'd have told them he was Yahweh, well, they'd have killed him. Well, guess what? I've got news for you. My message is relevant tonight to the 6,823 times they did kill him. They did put a warrant out for his arrest because he told them emphatically, without stuttering, that his name was Yahweh. And they said, oh, you can't be Yahweh. You say that you're Yahweh. Well, you're making yourself equal with God. Let's go back to the 10th chapter again of the book of St. John's Gospel and read the 30th verse, the Messiah quoting him here in this passage. I and my Father are one. Boy, that didn't bring cheers and accolades. That didn't bring praise and honor. That brought ridicule, and rocks rained upon his head. And it wasn't the first time, because they took up stones to stone him when he said, I and my Father, we're talking about the oneness of the name of Yahweh. 6,823 times, I'm presenting the case for Yahweh and his true name. He has no other name. There's salvation in no other name. And I can, without embarrassment, declare that the name of Yahweh is above every name in heaven. So if there's a name, a lesser name, that somebody used on the earth, it has to bow to the name that's above every name in heaven and earth. I know this is controversial, and I know that very few people can see this, but if you can't see this, then it's hidden from you. And so then, the gospel which is preached has become your enemy because you say you see and see not, because you want to use another name. And the Bible says there is none other name under heaven. Well, that means on the earth. Well, that means that the Son came in the beginning, was the Word. John 1 and 1. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. It wasn't like a God, as some translations try to change, or it wasn't something that they put in to try to deceptively change into a Trinity or a Trinity right there in that Scripture, which is what they like to do. Because that fits their form of carnal thinking. It's controversial because most Christians have never heard the truth. And those preachers that have preached the lie have preached it so long that it's became truth. And when truth comes, it's stranger than fiction. Ladies and gentlemen, you must be born not again, but from above. Your name has to be written on the Lamb's book before the foundation. And Yahweh said, my sheep will hear my word. And a stranger, they will not follow, for the sheep know not the sound of a stranger. Yahweh is God's personal name. It's his personal name. He don't have many names. It's the only one he's ever had. It's the only one he's ever going to have in this world and the world to come. It's a divine, sovereign name above every name. It's called the Tetragrammaton in the Greek. I know it sounds complicated. Or a four-letter word, that's all that Tetragrammaton means in Greek. Four letters. The Orthodox Jews won't say Yahweh. Instead, they say Hashem, which is a Hebrew word that means the name. Now, why wouldn't they say the name when Yahweh said that they would lie and cover up his name and to keep us from saying his name? And there's a people that claim they are Jews and are not, but are out of the synagogue of Satan. And boy, do we have messages on that that curl your spiritual toenails. Don't make a mistake by refraining from declaring the name And when you do, the world will tell you, oh, you're not supposed to use his name, or that's not his name, or he's God, and why don't you just go ahead and say it, the Lord God. And God loves you, honey. Lord loves you. There's many gods. Satan is even a god, and tried to convince man that he was a god. Listen to this. Say to the Israelites, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham. And the Messiah said, I've seen Abraham. And they said, that's the funniest thing. You're not even 50 years old, and you claim that you've been back 600 or 700 years into the past. You know what the Messiah said? Before Abraham was, I am. I am, again, in the English, is the causative verb to be, Hayah, Eliezer, Hayah. My name forever. And by this name, I am to be remembered from generation to generation. He doesn't change, ladies and gentlemen. Since forever means without end, it's obvious that Yahweh didn't intend to have substitute titles or many names to replace his name 6,823 times in the scriptures to give us another name. His name alone is salvational instruction to them that would remember his name from generation to generation. But the cause of the lying priest in Jeremiah chapter 23, they caused his people, that's Yahweh's people, to forget his name for Baal. Did you know Lord? If you look up the word Lord, it doesn't take you back to God. It doesn't take you back to Yahweh. Deceptively, it takes you back to Baal. Baal, the Canaanite sky god, or the Lord who wanted to replace the greatest name in the universe, the sovereign eternal one. Many people believe that all the letters in Yahweh's name are consonants. But that's not the case, for in fact, each letter of his name is a vowel consonant or semi-vowel, and the Hebrew spelling of Yahweh, Yod-He-Vah-He, which appears in the Bible, reads right to left, the Yod. It's the letter on the far right. It's that little Yod that starts it out, as it says in Psalm 68, Yah, Yod-He, Vah-He, and most Bible scholars and the Hebrew linguists believe that Yahweh is the correct way to pronounce his name. That the Y-A-H in his name sounds like I just said it, Yah, and that the Wah in his name sounds like way, Yahweh. Considerable debate persists about whether to bring the second syllable into his name with a V or a W. Compelling evidence proves that it was neither a V or a W. It was a U sound pronounced with a sound of wah. Between the year 500 and 1000 A.D., vowel markings were invented and introduced in the Hebrew language to prevent the Jewish people from accidentally saying Yahweh. The rabbis decided to place the vowel markings before the word above Yah, which means Lord. And this marking, or this sound, Yehovah, and in 1520, a Bible scholar named Gad Palintas mistakenly called God by the name Jehovah, and in 1611, the translators of the original King James Bible explained in a footnote that God's name is Jehovah erroneously. Oh, my. Deception. Deception. Confusion. But Yahweh commanded us to use His name for salvation. Here it says that to Seth, to him was a son born. Now remember, this is Adam's son who was in the image of Yahweh, who was the son of Yahweh, and he called his name Enosh. And then men began to call upon the name of Yahweh. Now, the King James Version and the International Version differ from the NAS translation, but the Septuagint or the Tanakh was translated from Hebrew to Greek in 285 B.C. by a team of 70 rabbis, and the New Jerusalem Bible refers to Genesis 4:26 that Enosh was the first person in history to invoke the name of Yahweh. Rightfully so, because he was the son, and only the sons will hear the gospel with their names written on the Lamb's book, and certainly Seth had his name. He was the replacement for Abel, who was killed by the Cain offspring of the devil, because the devil is a liar and a murderer from the very beginning, and he's caused the people in the earth through bad Bible translations to forget the name and mistranslate Yahweh's word deliberately in an attempt to make it comply with the traditions. And if Yahweh's word contradicts the traditions, then why don't we abandon our traditions and bow to the name of Yahweh, which is above every name? Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know and we can prove that in Proverbs 30 and 4 would tell us what is the name of the Father. And what is the name of the Son, if you can tell? 6,823 times the Son declared, I came in my Father's name. Well, when he come around the cities of Israel, when he walked in Judah, and when he told people he was Yahweh in the flesh, they said, show us your Father. And he said, have I been so long with you, and yet you did not know me? When you see me, you see the Father. Now, what would his name be? What would the angel call him? Would he have figured out some weaker name to call him? Some lesser name? When the Bible said, by inheritance, he inherited a name. Not names, a name above every name in heaven. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Son didn't come in a lesser name. He came in the Father's name, which is a name above every name. Don't you think it's time for you to repent and to be baptized in the name of Yahweh? Don't you think that it's a time for you to go down into the water and write the name of God superimpose it upon your forehead with the, went out and preached it, but the translators has changed his name to Jesus in the New Testament, Jehovah in the Old Testament, and deceive the people into thinking that they was doing God a service when it would kill someone, or talk about someone, or make fun of someone like they made fun of the Messiah himself when he declared his name to be Yahweh. He tells us to shout his name, to declare it, to preach his mighty acts and his works and his greatness, and to proclaim it to the heathen. It directs us to call on his name and to seek his name, to fear his name, and to confess his name, and to glorify his name, and to sing praises to his name, and to bless his name. It's absolutely clear that Yahweh commanded us to cry out 6,823 times. I'm going to have to close. And I hope that you've got my message. It's very important for you to hear this great name. Don't take a substitute. Don't take a lesser name. Do not give in to the tradition of man, but stand for the truth of Isaiah. In chapter 12, verse 2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid, for Yahweh is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. Isaiah 43:3. For I am Yahweh your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Isaiah 43:11. I am Yahweh, and there's no Savior beside me. Proverbs 18:10. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they're safe. 8,823 times alone. His name is above every name. Won't you come? I preach this honorable, sovereign name by just using the descriptive title of our message tonight, 8,823 times. That's the witness tonight that is speaking from the pages of the Scriptures, rightly divided, crying out for you to take the sovereign name and use it. Walk into the revelation and confirm it with signs following. Whosoever will, let him come and take the cup freely. Praise Yahweh, and may Yahweh bless you and your understanding tonight as we talk about the great, the mighty, and the magnanimous, magnificent. I feel his Holy Spirit when I talk about his name. It's a name from the very beginning. It's the oldest name in the universe. He didn't have many names, ladies and gentlemen. That's confusion. Don't buy into that. He didn't come in another name and call himself by some other name. He came in the name that has salvation. It's used exclusively by the Hebrews and by those who knew his great name. They cried and they seeked and they searched. But the scribes and the Pharisees and the hypocrites, because you shut up the kingdom of heaven from the people, you won't enter yourself and you won't allow those that would to enter in. I hope and trust tonight that I have broken the veil of the scribe and the Pharisees and the hypocrites and tradition, and I pierced that veil that gives you a spiritual eye that Yahweh would let his name be known to you. Well, I'm sponsored tonight, ladies and gentlemen, by an anonymous sponsor. I'm on here two nights a week. I'll be here again joining you at the same time tomorrow night. That's Thursday night. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, I'll be back. I would like for you to go to our website, One Yahweh. We don't preach two. We preach One Yahweh, and his name one, OneYahweh.com. That's all you need, OneYahweh.com. And you can listen to the messages, you can read the articles, and you can search. If you're a first-time listener, you can call me tonight as Pastor Buddy at 1-423-351-1082. You can write me as Pastor Buddy if you'd like to write me and have this message in its full entirety. I'll send it to you by just writing Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, remember, don't forget. Do not turn your back on this great name. Use it in the water for repentance and for remission by saying the name Yahweh. And around the world, it's considered a culpable offense and punishable by death to some people. But to you who are saved, it is by grace through faith and by declaring the great name that's above every name that the Messiah came in to make his holy name known to just a few. Straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Now again, my telephone number, that's Pastor Buddy. Call me, area code 423-351-1082. You'd like to write me again? Quickly, I'll give my address. Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, one word, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to go to our website, as I've already reminded you, you can download this message, Brother Bob, our webmaster that lives in Arkansas. He will be duly recording us tonight. He always does. We appreciate this station, appreciate our sponsor, and we appreciate our ones that are tuning in that support Pastor Buddy and have for years. I've been on the radio for over 15 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm no Johnny Come Lately. I've read every scripture in the Bible. I've turned over every leaf. And I've heard every wind and doctrine. And